here. We're holding second medium-sized line. The piece. Okay, fine. Vam Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yossi. Here, the same, unrelated, except it's the same origin, the Memra. Menayin, how do you know she'ein meratzin lo la'adam b'sha'as kaso? How do you know you shouldn't try to appease a person at the time of his anger? Dechziv, as the pasuk says, Pana Yaleichu. Hashem is saying this to Moshe, like, you know, my face will turn away. And I'll be appeased to you. So in the Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara touched it for us, the Moshe. Hamten li, wait for me, Ad Shiavoru Panim Shalzam, until like my face of anger, you know, passes. Vaniach lach, and I'll, like, you know, I'm ready to be placated by you, I guess. Right? So, obviously, like, it's strange. First of all, like, Hashem isn't like some volatile person who, like, is irrational. What's he conveying here? Maybe it's calm enough to say, like, if we can sort of treat him like a human being for a second, kilo, kavayachol. Like, if he's calm enough to give this rational response, like, come back in an hour when I've calmed down, like, let him calm, he's calm enough to calm down and deal with this situation. Obviously, the point is something totally different. I'm giving you this, the Pesach into the sugi here, like, the weirdness of it. The point is, we're going to see Hashem has, like, there's a time in the day, so to speak, when Hashem, like, sets aside to get angry, whatever that means. But that point is, there's an hug of kas. It's going to happen sometime every day, as we'll see explicitly in the sugya. And, like, this was that moment. And it seems to me, I'm going to just put a bit more of, like, padding to make the things run smooth here. It seems to me that period is, like, extended. Let's even call it a shah, whatever that means. I don't know if it's literally a full hour, but it's extended period of time. And it comes to, like, a peak at a rega, and, like, one instance in the middle. It's like, that's, like, the moment of severest intensity, but there's, like, an extended period of time around that rega of anger. And Hashem's saying, like, now it's my time to be angry, and it's not proper, and that's the limit of the Gemara here. Like, it's not shot that I can't deal with the situation now or something like that. The point is, it's inappropriate, and Hashem teaching you derech eretz, when someone's angry, it's not the time to appease them. Like, let them simmer down. We're not talking pragmatism, we're talking about, like, derech eretz. Let a person, when a person's got to deal with his anger, let him deal with it, and then phase two, there's a time to be angry, and then the next phase two will be to placate. That's the message of the Gemara here. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a question. I already sort of had the answer, but it says, "Umiika ritcha kamed the kutcha brichu." Like, can there really be? Is there really, you know, literally ritcha means boiling? Is there really fury, anger, in front of Hashem? Now, obviously, the Gemara can't mean that question, because there's a million psukim that say that, you know, charon off and Hashem getting angry. So it can't mean does Hashem get angry? Because whatever that's supposed to mean, He does it in the psukim all the time. So it has to be that, is there really like a, how I explain it, is it really like a designated time every day that Hashem gets angry? You know, this is like the anger moment, like Hashem has on his, you know, to-do list. Don't forget the ka'as time. That's the question, which is that's a little strange. And the Gemara says, yes, there is. There is a hanhaga of ka'as that happens every day. As it says, I lost my place here. Yeah, there is. Desani, as it says in Ebraisa. V'kel zo'em b'chol yom, and Hashem gets angry every day. But the fact the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem gets angry every day, it means that that's like on Haga. It's like a, you know, in the calendar, so to speak, of daily calendar, the sun rises, you know, and I don't know, the sun sets, and Hashem gets angry. It's like it's on the calendar of things to do, so to speak. It's a on Haga of Hashem that happens every day. V'kama zamo, and how long is that anger moment? So I'm gonna, like I explained before, that's a rega. The anger moment, as I'm speaking out upshot, but the pshat I think reads smoothest in the words, like that, the pinnacle, that anger, how long does that last for? That just lasts for a rega, for an instance. Become a rega, like how long is an instance? The Gemara says, Echad mechameshes ribo, ushmonas alafim, ushmona meos, ushmonum ushmona, b'shah, which means 158,888th of an hour, which if you do the math, comes out to about a 16th of a second. Not very long, obviously, but in any case, so that's he's got this moment designated in time. Bazui rega, that's what a rega is. The ein kol ber yachol lechaven osa sha, and no creature could actually know the exact instant that Hashem, like when like the the anger burns brightest, and that's the moment. No one can actually know when it is. No one can actually, you know, get their finger on it, so to speak. Chutz me Bilam harasha, except for Bilam. That was Bilam's talent. He did know how to figure out exactly that instant. The chsiv bey, as it says about him, v'yodea das elyon. Bilam knew, like, you know, the, I don't know what it means, the, you know, das elyon. He knew, it's called the mind of Hashem, for like, just idiomatically anyways, right? So, now hasha das b'amtel havayada, wait a second. Bilam didn't even know the mind of his donkey, for goodness sake. He didn't know what was going to make, you know, the story, of course. So, v'das elyon havayada, how's it conceivable that he could figure out what Hashem was thinking, he can't think what the donkey's thinking? Ella, so Shamas B, Melamed, it teaches you, Shahaya Yodea Lachavan Osir Shah, Shekarish Baruch Koesba. He could, like, you know, if he wanted to curse the Jews, which is what the story is about, of course, there, if he wants to curse anybody, but here's the Jews, he could, like, you know, that's the moment to do it. And Tosa says, well, what can you do in that blink of an eye? So Tosa says, Kalim. That means curse them, like, you know, finish them off, Kalim. So that's, that you could squeeze in there, I guess. So that's the point. Hainu da'amar lehu navi liyisrael. This is exactly what the navi, this Micha, but anyways, was talking to the Jews about how good Hashem was in the story back there with Bilam. It says, "Ami zecharna ma ya'atz Balak melech Moav." Like, my people, you know, remember what Balak, you know, was planning on doing to you. Then it says in the pasuk continues on. It says, "Leman das tzidkos Hashem." So you should know, like, the, you know, the, I don't know, the righteousness of Hashem. Hashem did stuck it to you. Amar Lazar, Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what he meant to the Jews. Hashem was saying, do come to Tzedakos Isisi Imachem. Know, like, what a, how many times I did good to you. I, you know, I did, I acted charitably towards you. Let's translate that. Shalo Ka'asti B'yimei Bilam. That I never had that Ka'as, which is on my, you know, regular calendar of Hanagas Hayom. I never let it happen once when Bilam was around. That way he could never get in to curse you. I just didn't let it happen, you know? Right? Shemale Kasti, because if I would have gotten angry, Lo Nishtar Misoneim Shal Yisrael Sardu Palit, if I would have, like, had even a moment that the window was open, then Bilam would have been successful, and none of the, euphemistically speaking, enemies of Israel would be left, not Sardu Palit, not like a single remnant. In other words, Bilam could have really wiped us out, just that Hashem didn't let him, because Hashem didn't get angry. Behind the Dekamalei, Bilam the Balak, this is what it means. The Bilam said to Balak, Ma eko velo kabo kel, like, how could I curse if Hashem doesn't curse? Uma ezom lozam Hashem, and how can I, like, curse? How can I get angry? Hashem didn't get angry. That's the point of the pasuk. Malamed shekol osan hayamim lozam. To tell you that Hashem never got angry, and therefore Bilam couldn't finagle it, and he could execute his plan of cursing the Jews. Okay, we'll stop there.